And welcome back once again. Continuing with our French connection, we'll talk about Belleville, which, like St. Louis, is observing an anniversary this year, Belleville's 200th. The name is French and means beautiful city, but a new movie of the same name is all American. Belleville, the movie, premieres this evening at the city's historic Lincoln Theater. Joining me is Belleville native Ted Trentman, known professionally as Ted Trent. He is the film's producer and a featured actor in Belleville, the movie. Nice to have you with us. Thanks for doing so.
Well, thanks, Don.
You must be very excited. A real Hollywood premiere in Belleville tonight, the red carpet and everything.
I wouldn't have anything less than that. So
well,
I'm really excited.
Well, tell us a little bit about Belleville, the movie, and how it happens to be the name of such a movie.
Well, I live in Los Angeles now, and I sell real estate, so that's what I That's my day job, and every good Midwesterner in L.A. has a really good day job in Los Angeles. So somebody had to pay for the film. But I went to a writer-director friend of mine, Dan Stedman, and I said, I want to go back to my hometown and make a movie. So last year I sent him here for a week, and he snuck around the town and listened in on conversations and figured out what the heartbeat of this area was. And he came back, and I said, so you got a movie? He said, yep. And I said, so what's the name of it? And he said, Belleville. I said, really? And he said, there's no other name for this movie. So that's how it came about.
So Belleville is the star?
I would say so. It is to me, and that's why I did the film.
Tell us something. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I moved away 23 years ago, and everywhere I've lived, Nashville, Gatlinburg, Los Angeles, I've always said, you know, I'm from Belleville. And the longer I've been away from home, the more I've wondered really what that meant to me. So this is kind of somewhat of an exploration of, you know, my memory of Belleville. And it's changed from what I hear a little bit. But I hope to bring the Belleville I remember back through this film, the magical city. I guess when you're a kid in the 70s and 80s growing up in this town, it definitely occurred differently to me as a child. And that's, I think, what we capture in this film is a childlike perspective of a Midwestern town.
Can you synopsize the plot for us without giving too much away?
I'll say this about the germ of the idea was, is having been away from home so long, my relationship with my dad, who's a farmer that owns a farm in Freeburg, and I have kind of lost touch. So I said I wanted Dan to write a movie that was an ideal relationship between how I can rescue that relationship with my father. So this is completely not in any direction I ever imagined the movie would go. But it's a happy ending to a story that I'm still trying to work out.
There is a kind of a science fiction element to it, is there not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two of my favorite movies, Starman and Forrest Gump, are kind of married into this screenplay. So when you walk out, you're going to be like, I understand exactly what Ted meant by that. But I could give too much away, but if you know those two movies, you would know this storyline.
How much of a community involvement in the making of this picture has there been?
Well, that was the intention. I didn't want to bring Hollywood to Belleville. And the reason is when I lived here, I was told by a lot of people if I ever wanted to work in entertainment, I had to move away. And at 43 years old, and with digital technology the way it is, I woke up one day and I said, you know what? Somebody who told me that a long time ago, they're not necessarily right anymore. And my intention with this project was to come back to Belleville and let kids watch this process happen so that they wake up to an idea that you can bring and create a film business in Southern Illinois, in the St. Louis area. It doesn't have to come here and happen. It can organically, you know, just happen through the people that live here. So I would say 95% of everyone associated with this film is local, and that was intentional. And I'm making another movie that starts filming April 28th here. It's called Expect Delays. It's a Christmas movie, and it's the same intention. We're using 95% local cast and crew.
Let's listen to a short clip from Belleville, the movie, and you can set that up for us if you would, Ted.
Well, one of the things Dan ran across was the banjo shack in New Athens in his explorations when I sent him here. And my character, Neela, which is alien spelt backwards, has to discover Earth. And where Neela is from, they don't have music. So Neela stumbles into the banjo shack, and that's where the scene, I believe, begins.
I hear music.
Hi.
Is this where beautiful music is made?
I think it's beautiful.
What is that?
That's a banjo. Have you seen a banjo before?
I would like to play the banjo.
All right, that's a teaser for you. I would like to play the banjo. Shades of Deliverance, almost, but not quite.
Yeah, it's definitely a popcorn and soda movie, and you'll definitely walk out of there with a smile on your face if you come see the film.
My understanding is, Ted Trent, that you're basically looking for a wider distribution. It's going to be playing here for a week or two, but you're looking for a wider distribution ultimately.
Well, you know, this is a dream of mine. So in L.A., everybody puts stops in front of you. Everyone's like, you need me, you can't do that. And I'm living outside of the box on this project. So I discovered there are people called movie bookers, and those are the people that decide which movies go where. So when I figured that out, I just started looking and Googling movie bookers, and I came across the movie booker for Wierenberg and AMC, and not knowing if I was doing the right thing or wrong thing, I asked them if they would play the movie. They previewed the movie, and they were surprised that it was good, and I don't know why, but they were. And they graciously agreed to beginning, you know, to get AMC in Carbondale has given me a full week run, and I'm not paying them to do it. They're in agreement with me, so they thought it definitely merited, you know, at least a week run. And then Wierenberg in St. Louis at the Ronnie's 20 has given me two shows, and if this film is received well, they're going to try to expand it into more theaters.
Well, I hope that works. I think part of the reason for expanding it to other theaters is the fact that a small role in the film is being played by our own Steve Potter from St. Louis Public Radio, and I'm sure that will draw large audiences wherever it plays.
Well, I hope the Midwest, you know, right, shows up for all of our actors because it's all local. Even me, I'm a lead character. I'm from Belleville. And Dan Stedman is also from the Midwest. Also, one of our supporting actresses, Cooper Shaw, we were just notified, won best supporting actress in a feature film for 2014 from the American Movie Award.
That is great news. And I have to stop. I have to stop it there. A reminder that it premieres this evening at 7:30 at the Lincoln Theater in Belleville. Ted Trent, thank you so much for being with us. Great luck with the movie.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about lessons learned from Nelson Mandela's legacy of reconciliation. Archived versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.